Good morning, and or whatever it is. Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is February, because time marches on. It doesn't stop for you, or me. I'm old. February 4th, 2011. We're a week out from Toy Fair in New York. A week from today, I will be on a plane after being frisked and otherwise felt up by security people, because I'm just that hot. I'm not, but it's fun to pretend that's why they're doing it. Anyway, lots of new toys are expected. A lot of people are doing Thundercats toys. We're going to see new Star Wars. We're going to see new Doctor Who stuff. It's going to be good. I'm going to try to do a travelogue of sorts, hopefully recording stuff as I go. I don't know how it's going to turn out because I probably can't record in most of the meetings. So I'm really going to have to do stuff afterward, take notes, all that sort of thing. So hopefully in the next, maybe not, you won't, okay, the Toy Fair podcast won't start next Friday, but like a week from Friday, I should have something edited together for you. It's going to be pretty cool. And yeah, let's get started with movies, shall we? Last week at the box office, The Right was number one with $14.8 million, followed by No Strings Attached with $13.4 million, The Mechanic with $11.4 million, The Green Hornet with $11.2 million, and The King's Speech with $11.1 million. This week at the box office, I read an article, I believe it was on Rotten Tomatoes, indicating that they felt that February 4th may be the new worst release date of all time. With that in mind, The Roommate and Sanctum are coming out this weekend. In the news, MTV confirmed that Beavis and Butthead will return to the network. Mike Judge is making new episodes, most likely later this summer. And the funny thing is, apparently the whole leak traced back to Justin Bieber tweeting it after seeing the MTV upfronts. So he's good for something. Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris opens at Cannes with Owen Wilson and Rachel McAdams. Warner Brothers announces plans to do another Fletch movie now that they have the rights. Also new is a remake of Pet Sematary on deck, because Pet Sematary 2 was just so much fun. An interview with Gareth Edwards indicates that he plans to make the new Godzilla flick as a modern-day epic, his words. It also says that he plans to stay true to the series' roots. Hopefully they remember that the series' roots is a budget of $18 per film. Gallagher appeared on Mark Maron's WTF podcast this week. And if you like combat in your comedy interviews, you totally need to hear this. New at Entertainment Earth. Earth. It's not new, but it's going away. We have free shipping right now. Lots of new Hasbro items. Lots of new Hasbro items, including the new Star Wars vintage case with Wedge Antilles. It's a Wave 3 revision. We have Thor movie. We have Captain America movie. We have new Transformers. We have all kinds of stuff. And the free shipping offer expires Sunday, February 6th. If you don't take advantage by then, you will have to pay for your shipping. Fair warning. Hurry up. Order now. Also take advantage of our Valentine's Day sale. Just a couple more days to save big on over 20 great items. Order or pay full price. Up to you. Or I guess you can also not order them. But I would like you to order them. So check us out at entertainmentearth.com today. All right, into the big news this week for toys, because this was a pretty good week for toy news. Mezco got the Thundercats license in addition to Bandai. Bandai revealed an 8-inch collectible Lino figure, while Mezco revealed a giant 14-inch figure that stands 20 inches tall if he holds his sword up. Wow. $35. Awesome. It's coming in a couple of months. I think it's one of the coolest things we've added this year. Don't get me wrong. I think the Bandai stuff's going to be great. When we get that up, it'll be cool. The 8-inch figure looks like a super articulated Masters of the Universe classic style collectible. But Mezco's is really big. And that counts for a lot where I come from, frankly, because let's face it, a lot of these toys, we open them up and they go on a desk, they go on a shelf, they sit on our home theaters. Why not get the biggest thing you possibly can? Anyway, that's my thinking. Transformers, Generations Wave 8, we listed it. It is confirmed because Hasbro told us. It will have Warpath in it at two per case. He's the crazy tank that screams a lot. Most people's first introduction to Tourette's in popular culture. The BotCon animated box set has been revealed and confirmed to include animated Stunticons, the first of which is Dead End, based on the animated Jazz mold. Looks pretty great. Also very exciting is Breakdown. He was revealed just yesterday. He is based on Rodimus's mold with a brand new head sculpt. Nice stuff. On to Marvel Universe. Wave 13 was announced, and it will have World War Hulk, Iron Man, Spider-Man 2099, Spider-Woman, Cable, First Appearance Wolverine, Apocalypse, Jim Lee's Cyclops, and Gladiator. G.I. Joe also had some new additions, confirming the rumors that have been out for a couple of weeks. Waves 5 and 6 are revealed. Sets and cases are available at Entertainment Earth for pre-order. So you should go ahead and order those because it's a lot easier than going around to the stores. I haven't even seen Wave 4 out yet, but we've had it, and it might even be in stock right now. You'll have to check. But anyway, Waves 5 and 6. Wave 5 is Blowtorch, General Hawk, Steel Brigade, Cobra the Enemy, don't know which version, Cobra Commander, don't know which version, and Jungle Bat, which is a green bat based on the 25th anniversary mold. Looks pretty great. After that, in Wave 6, you got Temple Guardian Snake Eyes. I have no idea what that means. Crazy Legs, Crocmaster, Rock Viper, a Viper, and an Iron Grenadier. Good mix. Also, the other bit of news this week that may find particularly interesting, Biff Bang Pow's Lost Line, the future series of action figures, will not be coming without sufficient pre-orders, I have been told to tell you. In case you're wondering if this is an idle threat, with Big Lebowski, there was going to be a line of 12-inch figures. That didn't come out. And that sort of thing kind of happens in a license every now and again. There are, however, new Lost bobbleheads up for pre-order, which I believe are coming out for sure, but I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But there are multiple new characters, including Dr. Ernst and many, many others. So you want to check those out. Also, go to entertainment.com and check out the new Thor and Captain America items. I described them to you, but honestly, it's kind of like, well, here's Captain America, and he's in a different outfit, and he's got a new shield. And, oh, he's got a truck, and here's Thor's helmet, and stuff like that. You may as well just check it out. There's a Thor hammer. There are a lot of Thor figures. Each come with unique weapons. There's going to be a Thor Anthony Hopkins figure, which I think is what you're really excited about, and lots of other stuff. So it's a good week for new Hasbro products. There's also new My Little Pony. I think there's some new Littlest Pet Shop and new Beyblade, all that stuff. So if you are feeling like looking at a bunch of new stuff, go to the Entertainment Earth site, click on the Hasbro under Shop by Company tab, and just sort by all the newest items, and you'll see all the newest items. That easy. Anyway, I gotta go. See you guys next week on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Thank you, as always, for listening. I maintain the Entertainment Earth Twitter at twitter.com/EntEarth, so you can say hello to me there. We also have, which I do not maintain, but they're maintained by a delightful human being, who I don't know if she wants me to name her or not, but you can follow her on Facebook at Entertainment Earth and MySpace Entertainment Earth, so you should do that. Because she's cool, and all together, you'll know way too much about what's going on in Entertainment Earth. Remember, tell your friends to sign up, because I'm going to be doing a Toy Fair episode, or two, or three. I don't know how long it's going to be, because I got invited to some great press events, and we're going to exploit that. So, let's see what happens. Next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast, have a great weekend, everybody.